2012 Wabash Ford Dark Horse for Team Penske. Incredible race there today. You know, Pocono's known for strategy, and a lot is put on the crew chief's shoulders coming into here. Walk us through the race from your perspective.
From my perspective, we started the race and felt like we had, pretty good speed. Once we kind of knew what we had, we felt like if we could keep it up front all day, we'd have a chance to win as long as, things went right, and we just kind of focused on that.
Okay. Well, raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic here. We'll start the gentleman here in the hat. We'll move on over here to Eddie.
Nathan Solomon, Speed Sport. Jonathan, Team Penske's won four of the last seven races. So what do you feel like Team Penske's found, or Ford as a whole has found, over the last month and a half?
Yeah, I know within our organization, Joey Logano and the 22 team had a really good test at North Wilkesboro in March, April timeframe. And, that certainly got us going in the right direction, I would say, on our short track program. And then once we all kind of got some wins, I think we've been able to push the envelope a little bit and come up with some different ideas to try and make speed on the intermediates, and proud of the effort we had today with that.
Jonathan, Eddie Kalegi, congrats on the win. Pocono Raceway, especially in the stage racing era, we've seen split strategies, some people trying to flip the stages. Walk us through that side of things from your perspective today.
Yeah, it certainly played out a little bit different than we had planned. You have a plan coming in, but then the way cautions fall certainly dictates really kind of the way everything else works out. And I think, that caution, around lap 50 of the second stage really kind of diverted the strategy and spread the field out where we had an opportunity to short pit, flip the stage there going into stage three and get our track position at the right time.
Up to Deandra, then back to Mace.
Dr. Deandra, building speed. I'm curious about the problems with the speed limit on Section 7. Were you one of the teams that was over?
We were definitely fast in Section 7. I would say fortunate for us, we pitted in that section. So we were going to be slower anyway, so we really didn't have to check up or make any adjustments for that.
Okay. And then the second part of that question is, do you have any idea off the top of your head how much each light on the dashboard corresponds to in terms of RPM or speed?
It's about a half mile an hour.
Thank you.
Mason?
Smith with a Pocono record. Obviously, cars in the wall and crashes are nothing new. Obviously, you're a very experienced crew chief. Does it ever really get easier kind of managing those things when it comes to communicating with your driver?
In terms of wrecks or accidents? Or,
yes.
No, it's never easy. Certainly in this instance, it was easy to communicate that we're getting a lot of cautions at the right time that we needed. Certainly made it to where we could run hard and not have to save a lot of fuel there at the end of the race.
Do we have any additional questions? We're going to go here to Claire B.
Claire B. Lang. So Denny Hamlin said, never lose a race, just always run out of time. That's just part of it. Track position, such a big thing. When the 12 jumped on that stage that we won, that put them in front of us. Talk about that, if you will. And this is such a tough track to win at.
Yeah, the 11 was really fast all day. I would say they were probably the class of the field. To be able to win the stages and recover the way they did is very impressive. Like I said, they had a lot of speed. With us where we were running, I think, when we pitted, lap 15 of the race, I feel like that kind of steered our course. We lost a little bit of track position, and we were really kind of playing the long game, and that kind of put us in a position to short pit the third stage and get our track position.
It was a little chaotic because I was at the care center and there were a few frustrated people there, but how do you look at Pocono and the fact that, things can go wrong here really easy and you stayed out of trouble?
Yeah, that's certainly one of the things that you have to weigh out when you are looking at your different strategy options. I think, Loudon, if you look back to Loudon a couple of weeks ago, some guys pitted at opportune times and then were collected in accidents because they, were in traffic. And certainly fortunate that, while we were back in the back of the pack, we didn't have any incidents.
We'll go to Deandra, then back to Jim.
Sorry, I can't let go of the tachometer. So given that a half mile is huge when you're looking at 60 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour, number one, wouldn't it make more sense to give them a tachometer that would actually give them a lot more sensitivity? And number two, have you thought about using sound cues so that they can not have to be looking at their tachometer when they're going down pit road?
Yeah, certainly in the, you know, everybody has to use the same digital dash, and there's certainly some limitations on that. Currently, that's certainly the most common and, you know, the standard, I guess, way of regulating pit road speed. Certainly open to you know, any opportunities that we have to find an advantage, whether that be, you know, audio cues or other.
Go to Jim, then to Scott.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. I was just wondering, when you made your final stop, which I think was during the caution for Todd Gilliland's incident, how close did you feel you were on fuel then, and did you ever have an instance from that point forward about stopping either for tires or gas, or did you feel the extra cautions helped your cause?
Yeah, when we first pitted, we were probably three laps short of making it. But haven't seen that in the past. You certainly have to jump on that opportunity, because if you don't jump on it first, then you're not going to, you know, put yourself in any kind of position to win. And like I said before, we were really fortunate that those cautions came out really to start that run. You know, after those three cautions, I think it was, we were in really good position and could run hard the rest of the race. Yeah, no, tires were good all day. Had no issues. So.
Scott?
Scott Walsh from the Scranton Times Tribune. Jonathan, obviously you guys ran out of fuel on the last lap at Gateway a couple weeks ago. When you're making that, are you a little gun shy? Is that in the back of your mind at all? You know, when you're trying to make a call like that on fuel again?
Yeah, you know, we try to learn from each and every opportunity that we have, and that was just an opportunity for us to learn a situation we could learn from and try to improve on. We made some adjustments to our process since then. You know, certainly taking the wide, I was probably a little bit more nervous than I was at Gateway. But like I said, our guys kind of learned from that moment, and we've continued to move forward. Oh, I was definitely more nervous today. Yeah, I mean, you know, you lose one on the last lap, and you certainly get an appreciation for it's not over till you take the checkered.
Kind of said what I was going to ask there. I Kaylee Wiesel, Essentially Sports, you know, you guys are leading like 2 seconds. You know, I'm sure that feels good, but like you said, you know, it's not over till the checker flag. At what point do you start to calm down, or does your heart start to like race, or do you think, hey, this is in it for us?
Yeah, I think, you know, the 11 passed the 48, and, you know, Ryan asked for the gap, and I think it was, you know, 2.2, 2.4 seconds, something like that. And I think the next lap after that, for whatever reason, you know, maybe he just kind of backed it up just for a lap, but we lost, you know, 3/4 tenths of a second. And certainly the brain starts to go right there like, oh, God, what is it? What's happening? But, you know, the moment, you know, we got on the front stretch and he started to celebrate and we had a big gap, you know, back to the 11, I knew we were in good shape.
Any additional questions for Jonathan? Jonathan, congratulations on the win. Good luck next week at the Brickyard.
Thank you.